So I have to point out.
Oh no.
None of us made the joke about punching a dragon during the recording. Like, during the whole fight, it just...
But we goddamn punched that dragon.
Rest assured.
But I always just love it, like, whenever you watch a movie, and then like, they, you know, they say the name of the movie, and they're just like, oh, they did it! They saw the name of the movie! They saw the name of the movie!
All right, so...
As I pulled the arrows from it, I punched that dragon with this arrow.
We all take turns punching the dragon.
he's like, sorry, the Bumble Brashers, hold on for a moment. We're just going, just punching.
Welcome to New York!
Why are you punching those dragons? We don't know. It just feels right.
I guess that would make
it's very meta.
I guess that would make us the Dragon Punch Squad.
That squad over there is punching that dragon.
No. That would make us the Dragon Punch Squad. You put on sunglasses and it's like, yeah!
Yeah. So you guys, last time, dealt with Calamont, killed a... He wasn't a dragon, he was a dragon-type thing, whatever.
Sub-dragon.
Long lineage of dragons.
It's a fucking
dragon. It looks like a dragon.
All I'm saying is that evolution is a continuous process. It's really hard to differentiate between the species. Obviously, it evolved through cladogenesis when it ran off.
That's fucking okay. This is why we need a soundboard so I can hit the nerd.
Okay, to bring that up, by the way, you had that little halfling attack. Right,
or like he was attached with rope around him.
I would see what I figured.
Oh yeah, what did you do with him during the fight?
I mean, he's tied up. He was thrown into that room.
You threw him into the room. Yeah. Okay, I just imagine you fighting. Because
I mean, he went down with me before the entire goblin tribe. So yeah, that's right. I didn't just hold him the whole time.
You could have used him as a meat shield and be like, ah.
I mean, I had 50 feet of rope. I'm pretty sure that covers a halfling.
A couple times.
Yeah. Okay.
You captured Calamont, you saved the Bumblebrusher goblins from their horrible situation, and you took out a dragon thing. And you reunited Helba, the Bumblebrusher chieftain, with Warbol Bumblebrusher, who was the liaison for the whole tribe. And they start talking about... Helba begins talking to Warbol, her cousin, in fact, about these cultists that chased them out of the basement of Citadel Ultrarine, which was previously their home before this whole thing went down.
And to be, just to clear it up, you said some of them were frog people?
Yes, they were. They looked like big frog people, and they have big fangs, and they had hair all over their bodies.
Were they as tall as me, my lady?
Yes, some not.
Okay.
Is there like a check like that he could do on that, or the description?
Society might help you, but it is way out there.
All right, let's hope for the 20.
All right.
Adelar is intrigued as well, and we'll see if he recalls anything.
That's an 8. What do I know?
Not much better.
No.
Actually, much worse.
You're like, are you talking about werefrogs? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're not sure what they're going on about, but this is Galarian. This could be a number of things. So,
I mean, metagaming wise, I'm thinking of the what are those, the deep dwellers?
Yeah.
Or the
Night of Rinsmith.
The scum.
This is what we're doing.
Oh God. Well, I'm gonna have nightmares tonight. Thank you, Mark.
The what?
the scum.
From one of Lovecraft's books, Shadows of Rinsmouth. They were frog people. And they were just fish
people.
Yeah, they were all disgusting and terrifying.
Well, that's why I said Shadows of Rinsmouth.
Yeah, they had the like bulbous eyes and like the big teeth.
Dude, just the cover of the original book is terrifying.
Yeah, I reading his stuff, you know, it's just one of those things that like you have to listen to it and then think about it, and that's when it gets scary. Mm-hmm. It is the most like. It's just a psychological thriller series.
Then,
it's great.
I'm going to escape this terrifying world. Just play some video games, and you load up Bloodborne. You're like, oh, God!
Well, at least I can kill those things.
Yeah, that's true.
Benson leans down to all the goblins. Said, I would recommend you stay out of the castle for now. We're going to look through and make sure that it is safe for you in the future.
What are you going to do about him? And she points at Calmont as one of the goblins is like kicking him in the face.
Oh, 1 point damage each. So she's like, oh, he's dead.
We will take him back for due process.
He will face justice.
Oh, good, good, good. That is great. I believe I will sit here with my bubble basher goblins, and we will just camp out here until you have removed any dangers from Hell Knight Hill.
Enjoy.
I just like thinking of the name, the dangers of Hell Knight Hill. We like it here. Okay.
Enjoy your campaign.
All right, so before we head back into the dangerous castle full of many scary things, I'm going to attempt a medicine check to treat wounds on Kezra.
Okay. Yeah, he definitely needs
new
it.
New mechanics in 2E that I'm sure everybody is happy for.
Oh yeah.
Since the mechanics for heal in 1E.
Medicine checks actually matter.
Yeah.
Pretty wimpy, but yeah.
But it's actually a skill you actually want to put something into. Before it was just sort of like an autopsy check almost. It was like,
so now.
Oh, this guy got stabbed 37 times. That's easy. Like it was.
He
weird
died
skill.
From drowning.
Yeah.
So treat wounds works. It's a DC 15 for 2d8 healing.
Yeah.
You can bump it up to a DC 20 to do 2d8 plus 10. And if you critically succeed, it's 4d8.
Wow.
Critically fail, and you do 1d8 damage.
Yeah.
You can only do this once per person per hour during a 10-minute rest.
I absolutely love that.
So this is like a great mechanic.
Oh, yeah.
So added to this game.
So theoretically, critically fumbling it would be like, let me take this arrow out. What? That's my favorite. Don't
hey, like, you go to take the arrow out, and you twist it by accident, pulling it out.
Shove
and
it in. It's not coming out.
All right, so I'm going to attempt that medicine check.
I'll just spit in the wound.
I didn't make it. I got a 10, so I didn't hurt you, but I didn't.
Damn it.
I didn't really do anything.
What's your HP at, Cal?
I'm at 12. So I'm going to attempt. I guess I can't. It's already been done. Already been done on me. So.
Yeah. Well, you guys do need to go back to town in order to drop off Calmont anyway.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
let's take a couple.
Because it didn't take long. It was
I could try again next hour.
Yeah.
It'll take a while.
The Bumble Brushers will sit here and camp out while you guys do that. So it's only a few hours drive back and forth.
Okay,
ride back
I go
and forth.
To the goblins.
I'm a little concerned.
How many goblins
I would recommend.
Are there, by the way?
There's 7 total.
Oh, God. I see. I was expecting like 15 or 20. So
I was expecting a lot, yeah.
Yeah, you said it made it sound like a lot, so I was expecting us to go back to town and like having like 20 goblins just single filed following us.
Like this. The goblin blood wars are back, baby.
And they're all chanting or singing a stupid little song, you know.
My lady, I would recommend that maybe you not camp within sight of the castle tonight.
Oh, are there still monsters in there?
We don't know what's in there.
And then she turns to Helba, her cousin, the chieftain, and she goes,
"No, we'll be fine. We can stay here."
At your leave, my lady.
Let them take care of themselves. Doesn't matter.
That they're a goblin jar. They're pretty resourceful. I mean, they'll survive fine.
Yeah, they survived this long.
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't that. Will they survive? I just don't want them in sight of the castle.
Yeah.
But like if they think they can, then Benson is more than happy to let them.
Yep.
Like, we go back, and, like, they're all dead. They're like, oh.
Well, that took quite a turn.
So you said it was 2 hours back to town?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So you go back.
Make sure that the guy is tied up is, like, on the very back of the horse. So each time it walks, he, like,
yeah, he hits the rump every time.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh, God.
Yep. Okay, so when you guys go back, and you have Calmont in tow, or on the back of one of your horses, Greta is waiting there at a town hall, and there's two guards with her. So they go up and they take Calmont off and they take him off to be questioned and put in jail.
And who was Greta again?
Greta Gardenio was the head of she was the head of the town council.
Yeah,
she was the one played by Amelia Clark.
Mm-hmm.
So. She goes, I'm sorry if I didn't discuss Everwold before when we were discussing you going to Hellknight Hill to capture Calamont and make sure our beloved Bumblebrasher goblins were safe. But I wanted to give this to you all. Here is 20 gold pieces for your work.
All right. Who knew being a hero was worth something?
Yes. I also wanted to ask, the Bumblebrashers are okay.
They are camping outside of the castle itself.
Ah, well, they will do just fine there then. What of Hell Knight Hill? What sort of things did you encounter there? Was it simply Calmont?
Oh, we killed a dragon.
That was a bloody dragon.
No.
There was a dragon kind.
In a way.
It was not a fucking dragon.
It was... He said it was, and he looks like an expert on dragons.
It's what's known as a Grolodon, a Dave Grolodon, if you will.
It's
Dave. But, it's gone.
While we were killing it was screaming at us, saying, "You're the pretender."
Oh, I love that song. The bards play that. They play that every week.
It's a classic.
Yeah, imagine like a Renaissance, like playing a harp and a lute.
I've got another confession to make.
Yeah, like axes thrown at him.
All right, so they give you the 10 gold pieces.
20.
They give
10 and Adelar's like, "I believe you said 20, my lady."
Yeah, it was 10 for contacting the Bumblebrushes and 10 for tracking Calmont.
All right.
So yeah, 20 total.
I like that. Like quick. Like wait.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You can't trick a cleric of Abaddon.
So you guys are able to go back to Hell Knight Hill whenever you wish. Like I said, the Bomberbrasher goblins are perfectly safe now. They can camp out for a long time.
Okay.
So Adelar kind of checks on each person. While we were on the way back, Adelar tried to treat Kezra's ruins again, but didn't fail to hurt him, but didn't fail to succeed. So he wants to like maybe take a little time in Breach Hill, just check up on anyone, see if anyone needs any treatment. So I'm going to go to Benson and be like, "Benson, do you require any healing?"
"I do not, my friend, but I have a question for you."
"Oh, go right ahead."
"Why are you here?"
"Why am I here?"
"What are you doing?" "Why would a cleric of Abaddar be in this situation? No offense, but it's been my situation. You tend to stay where comforts are."
"Well, I suppose you're referencing my gut." "Well..."
"I actually was not."
"Are you fat shaming him?"
"So..."
"I mean no offense. I'm genuinely curious."
"Look well, rotund."
I've lived in Chelyx basically my whole life, and it came to my attention recently that I do not know much of the outside world, and Kezra came to me and said that the Call to Heroes was happening in Breach Hill, and I consulted Abaddar as to what he willed, and his will for me was to go spread his message here to the hard-working people of Breach Hill, and also make some coin as a hero, so it seems like it's a profitable business so far. I mean, can't complain. And also, as far as I know, there is not a Temple of Abaddar here, so I don't see... This seems like a pretty great place to start a new temple. You see, back in Chelyx, I was the high priest of a temple, and I'd grown quite comfortable where I was, and I think it was Abaddar's will that I had a change of pace.
Any man who leaves comfort to go risk himself to better the lives of those who need it is good in my book. I appreciate you, and don't worry, the things you said when we first met are forgotten.
I thank you very much.
So, do you guys want to head back today to Hell Knight Hill?
What time is it?
Let's see. I would say it's about like 5 p.m. actually, because it was noon when the call for heroes started.
Right.
That whole thing took 2 hours up. Then you walked around for a while, and then 2 hours back. So yeah, it's about 5 p.m.
Okay.
We've got enough potions. We don't need to go buy potions.
No.
Yeah, because you got three, right? Three lessers or three...
Yeah.
Something.
Because
we got two off that bugbear.
Oh, you took one though, right? Kezra, you took one.
Yes, I have one one lesser potion.
Okay, so I think that leaves us in our inventory with...
What does one lesser potion do? Was that 1d6, or is it... I think
it's... I'll look.
Because, I mean, like, it just seems like... like, yeah, I'm guessing off of, like, potion, like, cure light wounds, cure, like, medium, it just seems...
Right, yeah, they scale up in the same manner. It's just that the way that they figure out
lesser.
The diet, yeah. Okay,
continue. I think we should spend maybe, like, I don't know.
I say we go have a drink at Caden's keg.
maybe I can try to treat Kezra's wounds once more.
Okay. You're gonna give it another shot.
Yeah.
Kezra, like, hold still. This never works with you.
You squirm.
You've always been better at this.
Oh, God.
You're not helping.
So I'm going to try to...
Oh, it's this arm.
So I, after failing so many times in Kezra, I'm going to just do it on myself.
Okay.
See how that works.
It's like that scene from Scary Movie. Like.
First time. I think so. I treat my wounds. Let's see. Oh yeah, I'm.
Did he even?
Yeah,
get hit?
I'm full. I did. From earlier.
I'm trying
so,
to remember when actually.
All I know is I had 10 out of 16 health. So.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm back at full. I look at Kezra, and I say, well, it seems Abadar has given me the knowledge to heal myself. Perhaps, I think probably it is due to the unpaid debts from earlier that.
All right, real quick, real quick. We're on our way to Hell Knight Hill.
Again? Or?
Or wait, are we sitting outside?
I thought we were on our way, right? Isn't that
were
what we discussed?
We
yeah, it's so you're trying to heal up and then go back tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
I cast Lay on Hands on him.
Okay.
Like I say.
Thank you. It's a proper healing.
6 hit points.
There you go. Cool.
Exactly what I needed.
Can I count this the way there as a rest?
Oh yeah. You'll be fine. Okay. So as you guys are packing up to head out again, Greta sees you all and she goes, "Oh, you're heading back so soon. I assumed that you would spend some time in town." Here, I was hoping to find you tonight, but and then she hands you 2 lesser healing potions as well.
Hey!
Oh wow!
Yeah,
okay. So are you sure these are lesser and not minor?
It says
like all the potions that we've gotten, are they lesser or minor?
Lesser.
I have 2 lesser.
Oh, those are better than minor.
Wait, really?
Sweet. A minor potion is 1d8 hit points. A lesser potion, which is a level 3 potion, is 2d8+5.
So wait, the 2 on the halfling, were they lesser or minor?
The halfling were lesser.
He said lesser.
Okay. Oh, sorry. So the 2 she just gave you were minor. Sorry.
So those are 1d8.
I will take
lesser or 2d8+5
because okay. I haven't okay. actually gotten. I don't have potions. So.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to be in combat.
So all the potions that we've had are minor, or she gave us minor, and the ones we found.
She
were
gave
lesser.
You minor. The ones that you found were lesser.
Okay. So I have 2 minor. Lesser. Sorry, lesser.
You have 2 lesser. I have 1 lesser, and then we now have 2 minor.
Okay. Yeah, I'm taking 1 of the minor ones.
Okay.
Tim, take 1 of the minor.
All right.
That way we all have potions.
Sounds good.
Guys, nothing can kill us now.
Look at all this healing.
Yes, I love it when players say that.
Yeah, I've literally.
We're gods.
I've literally almost died twice already.
Oh, says the sorcerer.
But did you die?
So
you saw
it's
the
only
light.
A matter of time.
You saw the golden light of Abadar.
I'm aware of the character I built. I built him for death.
So some of the stuff we found, like the +1 short bow, daggers. That
yeah,
because
the goblin just dropped it, so we just took it back.
Yeah, we're gonna leave it here. I'm gonna go to the. We're staying in. Yeah, I was staying in, so I'm gonna leave it at the inn.
Or you could leave it with me because I have a place at the barracks.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, so even better.
Maybe we can get a refund on the rest of the time on our room.
Yeah. Well, like, because technically,
I love how Kezra and I over here pinching pennies.
We'll be right back. We have to negotiate with the innkeeper.
I'm going to give you a 1-star, you motherfucker.
Okay, so I'm going to...
I am a Yelp reviewer.
I have 50,000 Instagram viewers, and if you don't give me a discount, then I'm going to tell them to not come to your inn and go to your competitors.
My God, he's so powerful.
So, yeah, I'm actually going to go to the innkeeper and negotiate...
wait.
I have diplomacy.
Negotiate with what?
Because
I was taking that... short bow. The short bow.
Oh, no, no. I'm just talking about negotiating our stay.
Because
he's negotiating with his face.
Okay, because what I was...
We paid up front for one night, but we haven't used that night yet.
Right. Ooh. Yeah. So
saucy.
I'm going to go ahead and roll diplomacy.
I thought you were...
I'm going to aid. I don't aid.
A 20. How does that find you?
So as you walk in,
ready to
dispute these charges. I go, "Ah, the hero of Breach Hill."
Yes, that yes. is I.
Of course, that is us. Stop the fire, save the goblins.
There's a few people drinking and talking about.
Look, I have a fire burn. I have a burn mark right here.
And, you know, they're all talking about what happened earlier that day.
And Adelaide looks at me and is like, "Oh, yes, I remember guiding you out of the flames, yes."
So, yeah, they're totally fine about just...
I like to think Ben's sitting on the other side of the room, just shaking his head.
We're much appreciative, kind sir, but we, other arrangements fell into our lap, so... appreciate your working with us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, but you're not going to stay here?
Oh. Well,
there's other heroes at work, and they have their own house, and they insisted we stay over for dinner.
That's not what I said.
I'm like,
that is not what I said.
who is it? I might know him.
Oh, it's, you know, that lovely town guard, Benson.
Oh, Sir Benson. Oh, he's a good chap, yeah?
Yes, quite marvelous.
He said he'd cook for us.
Apparently he's a great chef.
I tell you. I tried his steak. It was way too cooked. It's like charcoal.
I prefer everything black.
I'm sure he's more practiced than that.
I thought black was the name, not just how he cooked food.
Yes!
It's to kill the germs, you know? He just wants to make sure everything's hygienic.
But you kill the flavor, too. I hope you enjoy your stay with Sir Benson. He's a lovely guy. But if you want to stay here and tell of your adventures, we would certainly love it, too.
Oh.
We'll certainly point anybody else your way, and we'll, I'm sure, come here for an ale for time to time.
Indeed.
You get one ale on me.
Oh,
much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back in town.
Wait.
And I'll definitely take you up on
that.
Would
it be one ale a piece of them, or just one?
What? For each
of them. Just like, well, you just get one. Who gets it?
Well, no, you need the share, you know.
Run out of business here.
He's like pinching it, like, and Elk's probably going to head back to Caden's kick. Like,
okay.
Just because he's been kind of sleeping like behind it. Like.
Yeah. So you work there. So when you walk in,
sleep there.
Your boss is just like, "Where the hell have you been?"
"Oh, I was out on an adventure. You saw that fire that happened. I helped put it out.
Yeah,
I'm a hero now."
"You were supposed to come back to work."
"Well, here's the thing." And then he's actually don't have the bow. The short bow. He goes, "I hear this is very good. Hope this helps." And he just puts it on the counter for him. So you can sell it for a pretty penny.
Takes it, stashes it under the bar.
"What?" He's like, "I'm actually going back out again because I'm trying to save people's lives." "Thank you and goodbye." And then he just walks out again and like waves like really enthusiastically, like he just doesn't care.
By the way, there's like 30 to 40 people in a game Kane's cake right now.
Yeah, he's just
he is livid.
I know. He's probably never returning there again.
Okay. So Benson's going to do the same thing with, like, the guard captain?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they gave him a name, but yeah, so.
I walk up to him. "Sir Smith."
Barnabas. There we go.
Benson, I told you to call me Barney, all right? You don't need to be that formal with me, man.
All right, Barney, chill. Barney, I got to save some cats down on the high hill. I'm going to take some days off. Chill me?
Yeah. Wait, you
still feeling that blunt from earlier, eh?
Damn straight.
So Benson really lightens up.
I must go back to Hell Knight Hill. They are in need of help there, and I must go save them.
What? There's stupid goblins out there.
Stupid goblins, but people all the same. I am handing in my resignation.
Benson, man, come on. We come on. We can talk about this.
Dog, you're 2 days from retirement, man. Iomade has called me, so I must go. It is not my decision, friend.
Did you put in the request for, you know, religious holidays or something? I don't know what you're talking about.
Put in the order.
Don't forget
goodbye,
to have
Bonnie.
Don't forget to have him pay for your sick leave.
There you go.
How many days did you have left?
Your termination date is effective 1 week from now. Use up your leave.
How many days have you accrued? Maybe you'll get that back.
Benson didn't seem like a man to use his leave.
Nope.
Except when he was lighting up.
All back. I'm going to need a 3 days. Why? I'm going to smoke a big blunt.
I'm going to smoke. We're so stupid. Good lord.
It's late. It's like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's late. I'm sorry, everyone. So, back on track.
Yeah.
So, you guys burn attend some bridges. Your personal duties or work duties.
Or
lack of elk.
What? I was like only using that facility, and I told her, I was like, I'm here for adventure.
I get it. The proprietor of Cadence Keg does not.
I'm sure she has some other
half. Flips you off as you leave.
Yeah.
you guys head back to Hell Knight Hill. So it's about 7:30 p.m. now. You guys walked around for a while, and you know, it takes two hours or so to get there. As you guys approached last time, remember I said that there were some holes in the walls and stuff like that that you could go into.
Right.
Do you want to try to go in anywhere else, or do you want to walk through the front door again?
I say we stay with what we know.
The front door has been cleared.
Yep.
As far as we know, nothing has moved back inside.
It hasn't even been that long, and the goblins would have told you if they saw
anything.
Okay, yeah. Too,
right. So. I was about to say, like, we had questioned the goblins and say, like, hey, have you seen
I think we should look for a way. There's probably another way inside to go down to the basement.
But should we clear out the top level, or the bottom level first?
I think we should do that while we look for a way down.
All right.
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay.
So we head back to that filth-infested sleeping quarters.
You're the boss.
Where the bugbear was?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you guys go there. The only way out from that way was the southwestern door.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like tucked behind a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, don't go in that room because someone might have a flashback.
Talking about the room with the dais.
The dais. The Amadeus.
The chapel.
Amadeus. The Amadeus. God, that joke's too easy. All right.
A dust-covered, black wooden countertop runs along the walls of the southwestern end of this galley-style room. It clearly was once a kitchen, but its cupboards and shelves were stripped of most tools and provisions long ago.
Ah, Benson, looks like your natural habitat. I've heard wonders of your cooking.
What did you say about my cooking?
We were just talking to a local barkeeper about how great of a cook you are.
We might have had to have played up your charm a little bit to get our money back.
What did you tell him?
Just that you are an accomplished chef, that's all.
And you may need to have him over for dinner, just to cover our asses.
So you told two lies instead of one.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I haven't had your cooking yet.
I think you could charge each lie a gold coin.
Maybe so.
Bill us.
All right, what do you guys want to do in here?
Detect magic.
And I'll, like, just root through stuff.
Okay.
Now,
so there are you don't detect any magic. Most of it just seems to be pretty mundane stuff.
The one thing I was curious about, because I know the detect magic has changed in the second edition.
Okay.
Isn't it the one that once it goes, you have to upgrade it in level for it to actually, like, detect either farther or the type of magic it starts? So, like, you can only at level one really say, like, you can see something, but you don't know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but you in the first one will be able to tell you if you sense anything at all.
Yes.
The when you use it, when you use the more powerful versions of it, then you can tell more stuff.
Yeah.
But
you can learn like schools of magic.
Yeah.
But no, it he doesn't sense any magic at all. It's all mundane.
Because
so.
I kind of like that though. Like it kind of makes it feel like you're more experienced at this point. So you're like, yeah, I know it's transmutation.
Yeah. Like I imagine different. different magical auras have like colors and stuff like that. So when you're detecting, you can be like, "Ooh, that's evocation," because it has sort of a fiery ring.
Yeah. So
you know,
heightened to third level, you can learn the school of magic. Heightened to fourth level, you can find the source of higher level magic, and you can pinpoint within a 5-foot space of where the magic is.
Yeah. I kind of really like that though.
Yeah,
because it kind of felt like before it just was like detect magic. Okay,
all right, real quick, Jake. Mm-hmm. Real quick, is it which north or which way on the compass is this?
That's north.
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 This way is
east.
West.
West.
Right. All right. So I look at the door to the west and the door to the north, and I look at Kezra. Where would you like to go, my friend?
Also, I have a question. What's the lighting in here?
The lighting, because it is getting dark, you will need a light.
Okay, so I find...
I have low light, so...
Yeah, I have low light as well, but I find something in the room, and I just cast light on it.
That's okay, right, gotcha. You're the only human.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Adelar, you said that you were rummaging through some things?
Yes.
As you're opening drawers and things of that nature, you're just going, you know, finding some stuff, go ahead and make me a perception check.
All right.
Mimic cabinet.
Oh, God.
14. You find some stuff, but none of it seems to really be useful. You might be able to put some stuff together, but it wouldn't even be decent.
Can Benson also look?
Can we all just start kicking over things?
23. 21. Okay. You 18. So everyone but Adelar.
There's nothing here.
you were able to salvage a few things. Specifically, there are enough loose herbs and oils remaining in storage to make 2 antidotes.
That is suspiciously helpful.
Kesra will hold on to those.
All right. So as you pull some stuff out, you look down and you see looks to be a swarm of spiders coming after you.
Oh shit!
Everyone, roll me initiative.
I do not know what swarm rules are.
Thank God we got the antidote.
How far? Where are the swarm? Oh, no.
Oh. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, sweet.
Where's my...
That
is a big spider.
Can I get some battle music there, Timmy?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do a creepy insectoid?
Actually, I do have insect sounds.
Oh, do you really?
Chittering.
Yeah.
Probably I was like, going to say, it's probably chittering and like the...
She-lob.
Yeah. All right, so...
She-lob.
Spiders rolled okay. And going around the table, Kezer?
21.
Excellent. Adelar?
7. Natural 1.
Awesome.
That's a lot of meat to eat.
Yeah, right. Benson?
I got a rock. I have 10.
Oh, no. That's
oh Lord!
Oh, that's like insects.
Yeah,
that is like in my ear.
Yeah, holy I don't crap! Like that. Elk.
16.
It's a lot more like skittering, kind of.
Yeah, like that just went like mosquito. Where the hell is it? Kill it.
Yeah. Okay, starting on the top of the round, it is Kezer.
Oh, that sound.
Okay, Gezer's turn. Proposal here, because I had to hand look this up. So I'm going to use Electric Arc, which the text reads as it chains from one target to your initial target to one other target. So I'm attacking a swarm of a ton of creatures.
Okay.
So I looked up swarm rules, and the way they worded it here is semi-ambiguous.
All right.
So I'm going to let you rule this. I mean, we'll let you. You're going to rule this because you're the DM.
I'm going to rule this. Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
So I'm basically proposing it takes, you know, 1d4. It takes damage as if it was 2 creatures.
Okay.
Well, so, like, my 1d4 plus 1d4 again and my mod as the spell does damage. So what the text says is a swarm typically has a weakness to effects that deal damage over an area, in parentheses, like an area spell or a splash weapon. So it doesn't say specifically what spells. It just says typically and spells that, you know, do damage over an area. So the spell, like, is a targeted spell, but it would, if I targeted a spider, it would technically target another spider. So up to you.
Well, it says a swarm is a master mass or cloud of creatures that functions as one monster.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, the swarm is one target.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. So it doesn't change my action.
Okay.
So you can roll in later. Like, I mean, that is...
No, I think he's right, but yeah. I thought it was worth looking up.
Yep. Yeah.
Sounds right. I
mean. Oh, there's two swarms, right?
Yeah, there are two swarms, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just going to hit both of them anyway.
Yep.
Nice.
So they both roll reflex saves?
Okay.
Can they?
Got it.
Do swarms...
Yeah, they roll reflex saves. Reflex saves.
Reflex
slaves. Sex slaves.
Oh, boy.
Calm down, Jake, you're drunk.
I've had one too many.
Resex.
First one gets a 21.
Yep.
Ouch. That's good.
Oh.
Next one gets a 20.
Right. Oh my god.
No damage for either of them.
Alrighty.
And I cast shield.
Alright.
Good call.
Excellent. Next comes to Elk.
Don't actually know if that'll help against the swarm.
Yeah. He sees both swarms and just goes, Skull, back, and just starts walking out of the room because there is absolutely nothing he can do.
Okay.
Unless he wants to try shooting an arrow at it.
Yeah, man.
He'll hit, like, one of the swarm.
Yeah. I should tell you that they work differently than first edition.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
They, actually, do you want to do nature?
I was about to say a nature check.
Yeah, go ahead and recall knowledge.
Recalling knowledge. Let's go for a nature check.
Yeah, it's nature, yeah.
12.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, it's not going to help you.
Balls. He still don't command Skull to back up, and just for the hell of it, I guess he'll try shooting an arrow at one of them. Why not?
All right, yeah, go ahead and take a pot shot. Why not?
17.
17 hits?
What?
Okay.
let's see how this works. D6. Ooh. And this is where I'm going to get max damage, probably, and you'll say it does nothing. 8 damage.
8 damage. All right. You dealt some damage to it.
Okay. I'm surprised.
You should be, because there are different rules.
Yeah, I know, but the different rules, I'm just like... Because I remember in, like, the first edition, swarms were like, oh, God.
Yeah, they're
like,
huge.
They suck
so
much.
So you don't feel like you did as much damage... But you did kill some of the spiders in the swarm, so
like imagine shooting is
well enough.
Shooting an arrow and just hitting like four of them. In there.
Yeah. Okay. So next, after Elk, it comes to the spider's turn, and they are going to attack the nearest targets. Who's in between them?
Me and
yeah, Kezra and Benson.
Okay. Well, they're going to take attacks at both of you then. Let's see, spiders. So the swarms will move into your spaces in order to do their damaging action. So just go ahead and move them 5 feet over.
I can't.
We'll use our imagination.
Oh, this is when you could have like spider tokens. And just moved them around
on
the screen.
So, swarming bites. So it uses an action to use swarming bites attack. Each enemy in the spider swarm space takes a certain amount of damage. Going around. Kesra, you take 3. Benson, you take 4. Go ahead and make. Oh, sorry. Make me a reflex save.
Before the damage.
Yes.
15.
You make it.
17.
And you make it as well. So, while these spiders swarm around you, you're able to swat them away so they don't get any bites into your legs.
So no damage.
No damage.
All right.
Yep, that's a pretty good deal.
Cool.
So then they're going to use their third actions to do it again.
Another reflex.
More reflex saves.
Oh, God.
Not as good this time.
All right.
Oh, God,
10.
No. All
right. 10 and...
7.
7. You did not save on that, so you're going to go ahead and take the damage here. Let me go ahead and roll. Kezra, you take 2. Benson, you take 4. And then make me some fortitude saves.
Oh,
there we
no.
go.
I was waiting for that, unfortunately.
22.
21.
All right. You guys are fine. You guys are totally fine.
Beefcakes over here.
We can take it.
Yeah, right. It'd be weird if you guys were like, these spiders hurt.
Oh, God.
No one expected the sorcerer with all their points in their physical stats.
All right, after that, it comes to you, Benson's turn.
Can I swing at the swarm while it's on me?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that. It's an 18 on the die.
18 totally hits, yeah.
Real quick, does a 24, is that above, 10 above?
It is not.
Okay.
Close, but it is not 10 above.
That is 9 points of damage.
Very nice.
Right, second all right. Swing.
All right.
That's only a 5 on the die, so that's a miss.
Okay.
Raise my shield?
It's not going to help.
No, you're rolling saves to avoid
swing
damage.
Again.
That's why I thought casting shield was stupid.
Should've swing again, I guess.
Natural 20?
That's another 5 on the die. So
okay.
No. All right, so no. All right, after Sir Benson, it comes back to Adelar.
It's actually a negative 5.
I'm going to take an action and do recall knowledge nature on them.
Okay.
How does a 19 suit ya?
A 19? It's pretty good. So you know this as a spider swarm. An abundance of food, the sudden hatching of a clutch of eggs, or magical influence can cause smaller spiders to gather in terrifying, deadly masses. So you know that their poison inflicts one poison and enfeebled.
Oh, gosh.
Which is always kind of nasty. You know that you need to make the reflex saves, which we already learned. A creature that fails to save is exposed to the spider swarm venom, blah, blah, blah. Few everyday vermin inspire as much dread as the infamous spider. It's immune to precision damage. Here was a bit that I wanted to give you. They are not immune to physical attacks anymore. They're resistant to them.
Okay.
So these in particular, I'll just give you these. They're resistant bludgeoning 2, piercing 5, slashing 5.
Oh, Jesus.
You said piercing...
Five. Piercing and slashing are 5 and bludgeoning 2. So imagine they just have kind of damage reduction.
I did 4 damage.
I did.
But they're also weak to area damage and splash damage.
Great.
Oh, so they're weak to it.
They're weak to that kind
that's
of stuff.
Cool.
So that's why AoE spells and splash damage like from the Alchemist would work really, really well here, yeah.
If only I was a paladin of Zon-Kuthon. AoE all day.
Yeah.
All right, so with my next two actions, since I had the sense that I can cast Divine Lance on them, you know me.
Yep.
All right, Divine Lance, here we go.
What does that count as?
Oh, does that... 22.
22 hits, yeah.
It's magic.
Magic throw?
It doesn't say...
Because it's just like a beam of energy.
Is it like bludgeoning piercing?
Let me check.
Force?
Is it force?
Except the fact that it's called Lance, but it doesn't specify it's magic, so... It's more flavor.
Yeah, I mean, it might be.
But if it's...
It doesn't say... It doesn't give it a... It just says you unleash a beam of divine energy. So it's energy damage?
Energy.
I would assume it defaults to force. There's no elemental damage, but it's definitely magical damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In which case, that would kind of work as bludgeoning. So, yeah, sure, why not?
All right.
Yep. All right, so go ahead. Yeah, so it does hit. So go ahead and roll for the damage again.
5.
Very nice. And which one were you going for? The one on Kezra or the one on Benson?
The one on Kezra, of course.
Okay. Got it.
Bros before guards. Yeah.
Before the cops. all right, after Adelar, it comes to Kezra again.
All right, I know you guys aren't going to like this, but it's the only thing that makes sense. Kezra opens the door right next to him and walks through it.
Okay.
To get out of the way.
All right, so interact and then move.
Yeah, so reveal that room.
All right.
And then I'm going to tell you where I move. It makes more sense than trying to weave through the crowd of people.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like, this is the logical move, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I understand.
There might be shit in there, but...
If
5 bugbears.
I'm standing literally right next to a door. That's my safest way out of the spider swarm.
Yeah. All right, so let me go ahead and read A5. So, rows of long, slender dining tables sit in skewed rows throughout this room. Broken chairs are scattered throughout this chamber, and the entire room has an air of disuse and disarray. So, it's just the mess hall.
Wait, so the mess hall is messy?
Yeah.
Shut up, Tim. yeah, so, true to my word, I'm just going to move. What's my speed? 25? Yeah, 25, so I'm going to...
Like, I guess those are pews or
tables. They're tables.
Oh, they're tables.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go there.
Okay,
just so, hurtling over tables.
I'm gonna cast shield anyway in case some other shit comes through here.
Yeah,
scares me.
Yep.
So
if you jump on a table, maybe the swarm can't get to you.
Yep.
Get out of that room.
Yeah, the room looks pretty much empty, and there doesn't seem to be anything of use in here. So, but after. Kezra opens the door and runs in.
I say, get out of that room. There's a door to the chapel in here. You go around.
All right. And then comes to Elk's turn.
He is going to... Okay, so if someone's currently standing in the swarm, right?
Yes.
If I shoot at the swarm, do they get cover?
No. With swarm rules, they're allowed to occupy the same space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's not like I will hit him somehow.
No. Nope.
Okay, so it's not a repeat.
It's not a repeat of a previous campaign.
I approve.
All right. So he is going to attack the swarm that's covering Benson.
All right.
Kind of crazy. 20.
20 hits.
First one. This freaking DR is going to murder. Yeah, that's probably all negated. It's 4 damage.
Yep, doesn't do anything.
Yep. Then
goes right through the swarm.
After that, he's just going to navigate himself to move not through the swarm, but stride twice.
Gotcha.
Like to go the other way. Because
okay,
he said
so
like through A6.
You're going
to
go out.
I'm heading to A6.
Okay, gotcha.
Basically.
Oh, so you're heading back. You would have to go through the previous room to get there, but yeah.
Yeah, but I see that swarm. I don't want to try running through it.
Right, I gotcha. Okay, so Elk takes a shot and hits, but doesn't seem to do much and makes his exit.
He just says, screw it.
It is now the spider's turn.
So I don't know how far.
You can move, 25 feet?
Yeah, 25 feet.
So. Yeah. So the next turn you can move 25 feet back in. Let's just keep it at that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So the spiders continue again to peck at Benson. They gnaw with their mandibles. Go ahead and make a reflex save.
Make that reflex save.
16.
So you're fine.
Awesome.
Yep.
Do it 2 more times. Yeah.
The one swarm is going to move over to Adalar.
I knew it.
Yep. So go ahead and move that. And yeah, Benson, go make me those reflex saves as well.
No, Fatboy Slim. Yeah, just there. Oh no.
Same exact roll.
Okay, so you're fine. And then make one more for me, Benson.
Natural 19.
All right.
Aw, yeah.
You stomp on the spiders.
8.
8?
Yes.
All right. You take 2 damage. All
right.
And then make me that tasty, tasty 42
save
on, there, buddy.
I believe in you.
13?
I'm sorry, but you failed.
Ah.
So, you take stage 1 of the spider swarm venom. You are poisoned 1 and enfeebled 1.
Oh my.
For 1
gosh.
Round. All right. After that, it goes to Benson.
Can I grab Adalar and pull him out of the door right behind me?
Grab Adalar. I mean, yeah, you would just pull him into your space with the... Oh, you mean pull him...
pull him and move out.
And then move out?
Yeah.
Sure.
Tim, I'm going to pull you out back this way with me.
All right.
Do you willingly go, or do you just
Yeah, I do. All
right, so you grab him, and then you make your way out of the door, so now the spider swarms...
Can I shut it behind me?
So you interact to grab, move action. There's a third action. Yeah, you can slam the door.
I slam that fucking door.
All righty. That was Benson. Adelar, it's your turn.
Tim.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up poison and enfeebled because.
Do we want to use a condition card?
Oh, yes.
We have those.
Oh, look at that.
We have the condition cards from Paizo.
Did you say condition cards? Condition cards from Paizo?
Did you say Paizo?
Let's say it more, and maybe it'll show up in some weird algorithm that we said Paizo a bunch.
Paizo.
Did you say pie?
Okay, so the enfeebled card says, take a status penalty equal to the value on strength-based rolls and DCs, such as strength-based melee attack rolls, strength-based rolls, and athletics check.
All right, so one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that doesn't really affect me too much, thankfully.
Nope.
I wasn't very strong to begin with. All right. But the poison is probably...
Oh, poison.
Yeah, the poison.
Yeah. Probably.
I imagine it involves some sort of...
Just imagine it like the Black Widows that were around here.
No. I will not.
Like, listening to these, like, creepy, like, skittery noises, yeah. Like, it's made my spine crawl, like, several times already.
And then is it poisoned?
Yeah, poisoned.
Poisoned is a condition.
Sorry, you got the Black Death, Tim.
Not sickened.
You caught the TB.
Yeah, it says one poison. Alright, let's just one poison damage.
Does it? Would
it actually, that actually makes sense because it says one poison damage, and then stage two, it's 1d4 poison.
Oh.
Okay, so
wow.
you just take one poison damage.
Oh, okay.
So on top of the biting damage.
Yes. So you take one poison damage. Okay. Now it says maximum duration 4, so that will. So if you don't. If you get bit again, then it'll go to 1d4 poison for 4 rounds. But right now it's just 1 poison for 4 rounds.
So we're all the way back there.
Oh. We're in the room.
Incense.
So we're in the room with all the beds. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I see the swarm from where I'm standing?
I shut the door.
No, because Benson closed the door.
Oh. All right.
I love the fact that Kezra went the other direction and is now in just a room over there.
Did Kezra leave the door open?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, well, I should make my way over to where I believe Kezra may be. Wait, do I have any sense of what
connects to what? He said there's a door to the chapel.
I told you there's a door in the chapel.
Gotcha. All right, well, I'm going to go towards the chapel then.
Just don't get lost in the fog.
Well, I have three
actions.
You
can triple stride and you can get back.
Yeah,
get to
I'm going to triple slide a stride and get to Kezra.
Okay. So you go around and come out to the other side of the... that room is called something else.
Then you see the dais and then you stop for a turn.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry. It's funny.
The days.
So that room is actually called the Drill Auditorium.
Huh.
Yep. So you guys were in there. So you make your way back around in order to open up the door to Kezra. And then it comes back to Kezra.
Someone close that door.
Have them both roll reflexes.
Oh.
Alrighty.
I'm gonna shoot away at them.
Yeah.
Well, you want that room back.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. 21.
Pass.
And 26.
Pass.
Oh my goodness.
I think they have good reflexes.
I'm rolling really fucking well.
Clearly.
They're pretty reflective fucking spiders.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all my turn.
Alright.
They're like flipping out of the way.
Yeah, no.
Whole swarm.
All right.
It's hideous.
After Kezra goes back to Elk.
He is going to enter the room here with one stride action. Same thing with Skull. He's got there, and he's just going to see one of the swarms. And shit. I mean, take a shot at it, but it's not even worth it.
Hey, you can try.
I mean, maybe I'll get that natural 20. No, not at all. 20. It was a 25, so.
Okay, that is pretty good. It does hit. It's not a critical hit, though.
Yeah.
Wait, 25?
Yes.
That is a critical hit.
Hey!
Yeah! There we go.
Wah, wah, wah.
Okay, so, critical hits.
Critical.
So, just roll damage as normal and then double the entire thing.
Oh, God. So, okay, that's been...
Oh, wait, is that how we were doing? We're supposed to be done?
Yeah, so at the in first edition, you roll multiple die. In this one, you roll a die, add your modifier, and then double the entire thing.
I could have been doing more.
God damn it!
Ah, damn. Average roll.
It's your fault for not knowing the rules.
I know.
12 damage.
Or asking when you didn't know.
How much damage?
12 total.
12 total. Ooh. All right. Well,
but piercing.
Right, but so. You still take out one of them.
Yes.
Yeah!
Hey.
I like the thing.
There we go.
It's some magical thing that, like, the arrow hits one of the spiders and just skewers the rest of them on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just they happen to line up perfectly.
Yeah.
Which storm?
Whichever one you choose. Probably they're around the same.
That one was straight ahead of me, so that one's gone.
Whose token is this?
It was sitting on the corner of the TV.
One of them's mine, one's Tim's. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Elk takes a good shot and takes out one of the swarms, and it is back to the spider's
He does
turn.
Like the Tiger Woods, like, I'm just...
are any of you guys within 20 feet?
No.
Of it?
No, I was 25.
Okay, well, it makes two strides to get to you then.
Didn't you say there was tables, so couldn't we get on top of the tables?
I mean, it would still climb. It's a climb speed of 20 feet.
And then burn the table.
It'll get to you.
Light the table on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, it can get to us. I lied.
Okay, so it makes a stride action to get to you. And then
unless the tables slow it down.
No.
Darn.
Swarm of spiders.
Are you telling me spiders can crawl under tables?
Bullshit.
Quickly.
Shit, there was an example. Oh, Daddy Long Leg over there.
Yeah.
So is it going to go on
me
on Elkwood?
Elk or
Elk will be technically closer. Yeah, so darn. Elk, go ahead and make me two reflex saves.
I believe in you, man.
I hope my reflex save works. Hold on, get that. Where is my 23.
You're fine.
And second one. Ooh, 8, but it's a 9 plus 8.
No, it's a 17 total?
Yeah, 17.
Oh, you're fine.
Right. That was my low roll, too. I got a plus 9 to reflex.
You're
so
good.
I'm
good. Fine. All right, so...
Like, get these things off me, though. I don't like this.
You handle the spider swarm with ease, and it comes back to Sir Benson.
So I'm going to double move. I think if I double move, I can make it back to the swarm.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll just swing
at
the
thing. Yeah, you're fine. You can do that.
Don't hit me, bro.
Nope, that's a mess.
Alrighty, Benson runs in and swings at it to no avail. Adelar.
Alright, Divine Lance, let's go. Pew-pew. That's a natural one.
God almighty.
Good thing there's no critical fumbles, right? Not for Matt.
Not till we buy the fumble deck.
Not till we buy the fumble deck, and unless the spell specifically says, but that's
is yeah. there?
No.
Nope.
No.
Oh.
Alrighty. Adelar shoots the ceiling. And
two great turns.
Kezra.
Jesus. All right. Can you move me to the back of the room, and I'm gonna have it roll another reflex save. Yep. Reflex save. Your luck has to run out eventually. 20 shit.
16.
I got him.
Yay!
Exactly.
All right. What was the damage on that?
Oh.
DBD.
Kelly's like, I've never had to roll this before.
I didn't have
to.
3 minimum.
3.
No, 4.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He's dead.
Not yet.
Oh.
But what that? What damage would that be?
4 lightning.
Lightning, nice.
As I shoot it with a light with an electrical arc.
Yep. After Kezra, it goes to Elk.
Elk,
you did it once.
Yeah. He's going to stride. Can't move him past next to. Can you move him next to Kezra for me? Because he's going to be like, yeah, I'm getting away from this thing. So one stride action, And then he's just on take a shot.
All right.
Ooh, repeat, please. That is a...
Please kill it.
No, that's not. That is a... 13?
Nope.
I'll try shooting again.
Take another shot.
I need to pick off all these arrows.
Take as many as you need. As long as it's less than three or three or less.
21?
21 hits.
Oh, yeah.
Roll for damage, hey. My boy.
But I need to at least get over five to do any damage.
Yes.
Oh, well, max damage on the one, so it's 10, so it's 5 damage total, piercing.
And you take it out.
Yay! Yay!
All right.
Look at that.
All right.
Swarm Slayer.
Oh, God. That could have been a lot worse.
It's weird to think that swarms in first edition were way worse.
Oh, swarms were horrible.
Horrible.
It was like anyone that could do damage was magic users or anyone with an AoE. Like,
yeah,
so alchemist.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Bombs.
It was like very.
We just had to get creative and be like, "Can I just step on them? How much damage does stomping on them do?"
If you're a poor little dwarf knight, you couldn't do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the first.
You couldn't do much.
It was like the Pathfinder Society issue I did. It was like dealing with swarm of spiders or no oozes. And all I had was, like, I was the alchemist. No one else could freaking hit it because there was, like, a barbarian. He's like, I smash it. No, you can't. Sorry. Like,
Adelar, are you okay?
Big pain in the butt.
I feel awful. I think those spiders got their venom in me. I just need a little time. I'll feel better soon.
He's on pick up his arrows, by the way. Clean the guts off, just like. Ugh.
And it said, you said it lasted for 1d4 rounds. You said, or 4 rounds.
4 rounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So after a little bit of time, he's kind of begins to shake it off and.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep. So you still take the additional 3 poison damage.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. But after that, it's gone.
Good.
What are you looking at?
I got 10 out of 16.
Lay on hands 6-0.
All right.
How many times can you do that day?
It's a focus point.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he can use it, and then he just needs to recharge it with the rest. Right. So
and I would like to say I'm going to rest.
I like
speak of that.
I look at Benton after he heals me, and I said, I will remember this. Thank you.
So do you want to take a 10-minute rest to get that back?
Pretty please.
Okay.
Right. It's like a telltale game.
While you rest, I'm going to open that other door.
Okay. So while you guys are resting, you look more inside of the kitchen area.
Oh right.
And
yeah.
You actually found 2 doses of arsenic.
Ooh.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
Interesting. Kezra will take that.
All yeah, right. I was about to say I probably come across and I'm like, Kezra, you could probably use this, right?
You like poison?
We could shut down Washington for days with this.
Oh, cut the mic.
Okay, real quick side note.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys know that anthrax is a bacteria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I
literally
thought
it was
crazy,
like a chemical
right?
compound or
no,
something.
Right, that's what I thought, but no, it's bacteria.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Did
yeah.
you know it's also a band?
Anthrax?
Yes. Yeah. It's a really good band, actually.
It's a really great
it's
band.
A really great band.
Are they microbial in size?
that's why such
right
small
here.
Contact with it is so deadly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why it's like a big thing if anyone's like open up mail and there's like a powder. It's a big
yeah, because yeah. that's all you need. Yeah.
It's,
I remember that was a big issue for
pure
a while.
Cultured.
God, that was like
bacteria.
2000s, yeah. 19 in the
yeah.
90s. Too,
yeah.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. All right. Which door were you going to open there, Kezra?
This closest one to me.
The square room.
Okay, so I'm gonna open it just to open it. I'm not gonna look in.
Okay, gotcha.
You're just open it.
I mean, I'm not gonna walk in.
So, this room, entitled The Pantry. Floor to wall shelves here still hold a few rotted provisions and cooking utensils, though the room is disastrously filthy and has clearly been ransacked. If you spend your 10 minutes searching here, during the rest, mm-hmm. You can assemble enough edible food for 8 rations.
Okay.
And you also find a silver dagger.
Ooh. Is it magical?
No, it's not magical. It's just a...
Just a nice
it actually
dagger.
Says silver knife, but use the statistics for a silver dagger, so...
Huh.
Okay.
Just a really nice looking
okay.
cooking...
That's a fancy-ass butter knife.
Why did goblins have it?
Goblins didn't have it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
These were Hell Knights before that, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. And they just moved
And
in.
Hell Knights love things that hurt devils. So.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. You never know, man. You're eating your morning steak and a devil pops up and you just stab it in the eye.
Buttering,
regular Hell Knight day.
Buttering toast, putting marmalade in the oven.
Or you could do a Die Hard where it's like, put your hands behind your back, grab your butter knife.
All right. Yeah, that was the pantry.
Silver knife might be useful for you, Benson.
All right.
If you ever run into something, that might be susceptible to silver.
I appreciate your consideration, friend.
This could be a castle full of werewolves.
that would be bad.
Good better point. Go. I take it.
I haven't looked at the werewolf for second edition, but they were always nasty first.
No. The templates for creating were creatures for Pathfinder second edition are like really simple and awesome.
Really? Oh, nice.
Like in the bestiary, it's all laid out for making both vampires and were creatures.
Oh.
And it's like really simple, awesome rules for like making... That's anything cool. Into a were creature or a vampire. I really
that's
like
pretty
it.
Cool.
I like
dig it. That is
pretty
nice.
Cool.
I have looked at it extensively.
Nice.
Has it been 10
possible
minutes?
Possible next character.
Yeah. It's been 10 minutes.
I don't go any farther.
So
this looked like a closet, so I opened it.
Right. Now it got even bigger.
It kind of was a closet. It was a pantry. So do you guys want to go to the bigger room on the to the south, or do you want to go to the one on the west?
The one that's starting with the long hallway, I guess. That, like, miniature little hallway before it opens, or the giant one. Like, yeah. So
Benson presses his ear to this door.
Yeah we've, like, not proceeded on any door yet.
Yeah. Right? Well, you just keep opening them, and
we're
like,
not paranoid PCs.
Can I hear anything?
Yeah. Yeah, can I stealth one of the door, like the perception?
I'm listening.
You don't need to roll perception. You don't need to
I am just
actually go ahead and roll perception for the first door. You're going for the southern door.
The big door.
Okay.
And I'll be behind Kezra.
Oh, natural 20.
15.
25.
Yeah, right. 14.
Okay. It was a good roll to hear nothing.
Wonderful.
All right.
I open the door.
You open the door? All right. You see.
10 bugbears.
They're all just fucking each other.
You just close the door.
Kezra. Oh, God, it's hot.
Kezra enters from the pantry.
And so does Adelar.
Yeah. So this large training chamber holds rows of moldering straw-filled dummies, many of them wielding wooden replicas of various martial weapons.
Huh.
This looks like some sort of training room that they would, you know, whack on dummies. Go ahead and...
Is there a light in here?
Only whatever Adelar has.
That's right. You're casting light.
Yeah, I have a coin.
But is there, like, low light vision would be fine, too?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just... I don't want to depend on...
No.
Just that.
You guys can... You guys might want to look around this room at all?
Yeah. I'll give a perception.
Okay.
Good thing I wasted that freaking 20.
All right, that's a 20.
That's a 10.
A 15. Same roll.
Yeah, 15.
Okay, while you guys are looking around, you see some coins at the feet of one of the dummies. Hmm. And so it's just like two copper pieces.
Oh.
Does anybody want to make a society check?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you reveal them out?
Wait. Who's the one who saw the copper pieces?
Shit.
Anybody who rolled above a 15.
Ah, man.
18.
18 on society? Anyone else?
I didn't get just rolling.
Natural 2.
Yeah, natural 3.
22.
Not a very social person, apparently.
22, for some reason...
I dine with high society.
I was about to say, he works at a bar. Like,
I work at a bar. You know? I mingle.
Yeah. Looters have largely left these dummies alone, assuming their rotted nature marks them as garbage. However, most of the creatures who have traversed the Citadel recently did know that Hell Knights had a tradition in which armager recruits would have to pay tithes by tucking coins into the dummies when their clumsy strikes failed to strike a stationary object.
What? Okay.
If you search the dummies, there's a total of 20...
Yeah, as soon as you say that, I just start ripping open the dummies.
He's like
what did you say?
Shaking
them.
Yeah, like he's
Elkins. Activate my dragon claws and them.
Shaking them upside down like you're getting their lunch money.
Yeah, like Elkins trying to explain. He's like, yeah, they used to put money in these things for some reason. It's kind of fun.
Oh, God.
Just turns and it just
just shred the head. I start beating him like a high school bully.
Yeah, he's like,
Adelar drops to his knees. Praise be to Abaddon.
Benton's standing in the corner like, what the fuck?
Praise be. Praise be to Abaddon and these superstitious hell knights.
When you guys search the dummies, you can still find a number of these coins. There's a total of 20 silver pieces.
Silver pieces.
Silver pieces.
You don't say.
Uh-huh.
So it's 5 for each.
Okay.
All right, and you also happen to find a coin down by this wall. Right down here.
All right.
Wait, we find a what?
A coin.
A coin.
And you notice that there's a secret door right there.
What?
Oh, shit.
And I'll see you guys next week.
Oh, no! I don't want to know what's in that door!
No. You'll never know.
You'll never
know. I see doors are hidden down over by Mark.